Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. Andrew O'Keefe has faced court today accused of breaching his bail. A Sydney court heard the former TV presenter allegedly failed a drug test. The accused barristers questioned the circumstances surrounding that test. The magistrates decided against a detention order. However, the 51-year-old will be subject to more stringent bail conditions. O'Keefe is charged with several offences relating to the attack of a woman in Sydney in January. He's pleaded not guilty. Let's hope potential strike action involving Qantas domestic flight staff doesn't impact the country's airports. 99% of the Flying Kangaroos cabin crews voted yes to industrial action. However, there's no date in place just yet. Staff are unhappy over an enterprise agreement which offers a 3% annual pay rise and altered work hours. Plans for a National Anti-Corruption Commission have taken a positive step forward today. The two bills required to get a federal ICAC off the ground have passed in the House of Reps. Legislation's now off to the Senate for debate. Labor's hoping both are given the okay there before the Christmas break. The flood crisis continues to play out in the eastern states. There's been evacuation warnings issued for parts of Condobolin and Willow Bend in the New South Wales Central West today, while parts of Mildura in northwest Victoria have also been instructed to flee. And security concerns have been raised about schoolies' wristbands being sold on the black market. Dozens of Facebook posts have been spotted trying to sell or buy entry to Gold Coast events. That's despite proof of ID being needed to prove buyers are actually genuine Year 12 school leavers.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.